And the largest outbuilding on a farm is called a
barn.
Yeah, what was it? What's a barn used for?
Well, it's used for keeping livestock and storing feed.
All right. The building for storing corn, what was that called?
Granary.
Now, that would be more for wheat, wouldn't it? And how about one for storing the corn when it's still, you know,
silos.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever use the term corn crib, or would silo be used probably more?
Well, no, you wouldn't apply a corn crib to silo. They're entirely different.
What's the difference between a silo and a corn crib?
Well, a corn crib is where you store dry corn in husk, and silos has green paper.
I see. The hay, you mean, that hasn't been?
No, they plant corn and probably other things, but it's cut in the green stage and stored in these silos.
I see. What's the upper part of the barn called where the hay is?
Mow.
And a large collection of hay outside is?
Well, it would either be in stacks or shocks, or little stack hay.
Yeah, well, now a stack would be pretty large, wouldn't it? That would be a haystack.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a haystack that had a roof on it?
No, I don't think I ever did.
And you mentioned shocks now. The shocks are smaller, right? Are those?
Oh, yes, they're smaller than shocks are.
And then, are there any other places for hay in the barn other than the mow?
Well, usually not.
A shelter for cows.
Well, you don't see too much of that around here, although there is places where they build just shelters where cattle can get in from snow and rain.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, like on the side of a barn, you know, where they could maybe just come in to get in out of the rain,
yeah,
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a name for that? If someone were over there, you'd say that.
Well, you would say shed, or, yes, it would be shed.
You call it a cow shed or just a shed?
Well, shed, if you have different kind of stock, but.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then a place and a shelter for horses.
Well, I would say it would be the same. However, horses are usually put in barns during the winter. They can't take as much cold as cattle.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, okay.
Now, is the, well, what about the word, how would you use the word stable?
You mean as a barn?
In relation to a barn, in relation to horses.
Well, a stable is a very small thing. Of course, now they have stables for horses. But they would, and they're built maybe to house many horses. And they're also, well, they just keep horses for riding purposes.
Mm-hmm.
They have the stables too.
But in an ordinary barn, you wouldn't call the place in the barn is stable?
No, you wouldn't in an ordinary barn.
Now, a place outside, they don't do this so much anymore, but a place outside where cows are staked or penned for milking. It's a little place, you know, where the cows, in the summer, they might milk them outside rather than milking them in the
barn. Well, that would be the milking barn.
Uh-huh. But if they did it outside, would you have a separate name for that, like a cow?
Stall?
No, I was saying something like a cow lot or a cow pen or a milk gap.
Well, you could say cow pen. They have used them pens back in the years, but
right.
That's not very often done anymore.